first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
The second reading comes from Titus chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. When the kindness and love of God, our Saviour, appeared, he saved us, not because of righteousness, things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
And reading from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you for coming tonight. It's a pleasure to be asked to do this service. And when I was first asked, I thought, how am I going to do this? The first time I've ever done one for Christmas. And immediately, I'll read the lyrics to the song that come up next, which is a direct answer to prayer for me crying out. A ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees, and the walls of doubt crumble, tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A rosy hose settles all around. You've got to feel you're on solid ground. For a spell or two, no one seems forlorn. This comes to pass when a child is born. And all this happens because the world is waiting, waiting for one child. Black, white, yellow, no one knows. But a child that will grow up and turn tears to laughter, hate to love, war to peace, and everyone to everyone's neighbour. And misery and suffering will be words to be forgotten forever. It's all a dream, an illusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. That, to me, is a true depiction of Christmas. We've been waiting for this to come. Have you ever experienced in your life a time you're so excited? Like a time when it's Christmas time and you've asked as a child, you've asked for your favourite gift and you do everything in your power. Everything you want to do, you do everything for your mum and dad. You make them a cup of tea, you do the cleaning, then you do the vacuuming. And you do everything because this toy is what you want. And there's this excitement that's drawn. And this excitement is in the promise of the born Messiah, Jesus Christ. I mean, Christmas, for some people, is a time of joy, love and celebration. For others, it's a painful reminder of what has been lost. The prophet Isaiah caused such excitement and anticipation. He talked about a saviour. He called him Wonderful Counsellor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Who can do for us what no one else can? He brings us out of the darkness and into the light. The days leading up to Christmas are supposed to be filled with great anticipation. Maybe you're anticipating less than good. A packed calendar, maybe. A painful memory of a lost relationship. Or that awkward family member. I have two in mind. What if this Christmas is different? What if we could spend this Christmas season anticipating something that would be to leave you feeling happy, satisfied, fulfilled, and especially loved? You can. Let's turn our anticipation to the birth of Jesus Christ, our rescuer, our hope, our saviour, our physician, our eternal salvation. God with us. Jesus was born for you and me.